What happened to Menashe? After all, we are dealing with a person who, no matter what his knowledge, no matter what his attributes, his qualities were, the fact remains that Menashe did cause wholesale idolatry, wholesale avodah zarah throughout the entire Jewish people. The fact remains that Menashe did cause the murder of Yeshayahu HaNavi, one of the greatest prophets of all time. How could his tshuva be accepted? How can we reconcile the fact that after committing so many crimes, just by saying, "I'm sorry, Hashem," he was taken back? Can a person, just by those two words, be taken back by Hashem despite a long life of crime and crimes of such magnitude? The answer is the Gemara itself says. When Menashe turned to Hashem and said, "Hashem, I am sorry, take me back," all the angels in heaven stood there to block these words, to stop Menashe's words from reaching the heavenly throne and to stand in battle against the possible chance of his repentance being accepted. And they fought. The angels all got together and fought as attorneys against Menashe. These were the plaintiffs. And they said to Hashem, it would be very wrong to have Menashe accepted back in the good graces of heaven after such major crimes. How can we take a person who has done so much harm and so much evil and say that all this is gone and forgotten, to put him on the same level as a tzaddik who lived a life of purity? So therefore it would be unjust to have Menashe's tshuva accepted. Hashem argued, but as is usual, the Gemara says, Hashem in his infinite humbleness, Kaviyachal, does not argue with the heavenly court, with the angels on high. We find many times in the Gemara where Kaviyachal, Hashem shows how a good leader should conduct himself by allowing his opinion to be swayed by the majority. And so Hashem did not argue with the angels. Instead, because of a still greater infinite mercy of Hashem, Hashem went below the heavenly throne, and there dug, we cannot use the physical term used, Hashem dug a tunnel leading from the heavenly throne that bypassed all the angels in heaven to Menashe, allowing his tefillah, his prayer, his tshuva to go directly to the heavenly throne, which is the highest point in heaven, over and above the realm of the angels. This is called Chotachatiro Tachas Kisei HaKavod, and this Rabbeinu Hillel says is a definite sign and a message to every Jew that if you feel that you are that low, you committed such crimes that perhaps you might even compare to Menashe, you lived a life of such evil and impurity, know that if all of heaven is against you, you will still have Hashem on your side. If all of heaven tries to block you, Hashem has that special tunnel leading from the heavenly throne to a Baal Tshuva, one who wants to repent. So that the path for repentance is open always. There is the means of getting to the highest point in heaven, the throne of heaven itself, the throne of Hashem, and the Tshuva will be accepted. Above all, a person should know that never should he ever give up hope, regardless of how wrong or colorful his past was, no matter how serious his crimes against Hashem and against mankind were, even if it consisted of murder in the case of Menashe, even idol worship, still tshuva can erase these sins too. And a person who keeps that thought in mind can never be lost.